4Q, AC 4Q, N4IQ.
N4IQ, AC 4Q, pulling out of the driveway.
I've been down here, but I had to go upstairs, 10-100. So I just walked back down. Did you bring your pontoons?
I brought my duck feet. Let me get back up here. Here we go. And we're on the street finally. Ooh. Well, my illustrious mask came in. Yesterday. So, I guess faith in the China-American League is okay.
Well, they have your first-class rank on there.
No. I'm just a veteran. It's kind of nice looking. It's navy blue, of course, dark blue, and then it has an eagle on the top that says United States. Then in big letters underneath the eagle and the flag, Navy Veteran.
Well, that's good. Then big letters along the bottom, it says made in China.
It was transported by one of their submarines.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's interesting. I've got an Auburn one, but I always use my N95 mask. And I guess I could put that other one over it as well to make it look cooler. Anyway, but I got to get a haircut at 10:30, so I'll be leaving here probably 9:45, 9:50, something like that. Just give me plenty of time to get over there. Drive slow.
Yeah, you could just stand outside, bring your shampoo. Have a shampoo while you're at it.
Yeah, I don't think Tony would appreciate that. He does. They do shampoo my hair, though, before I get it cut. And just to do him a favor, I did take a shower last night.
That paper. We pulled this Spartanburg Herald to stop it about 3-4 times, but they keep on delivering it, so it's still being delivered, of course, they're still house. So I go over there in the morning, pick up the paper, give Marcia when I come home, she can do the crossword puzzle. She's good at that stuff. I mean, she's really good. She's been doing that for years. So here's all the march of the cars down to Highway 9 here. It's like the Pied Pipers.
Oh, there's suburbia over there. Everybody's going to work. Well, after I talk to you, I'm going to go upstairs, wake up Lane. She wanted to have coffee with me before I go this morning. So I guess I'll wake her up. I've already had a couple small pastries just to get my stomach acclimated to the morning. I'll probably go up there and get a banana, too. I usually have a banana. About half the mornings, like, I eat a banana as well. So I've already had two cups of coffee, and Then I think I'll go up and get a banana, but I'm not going to get another cup of coffee until Elaine comes down. I usually drink about 3, sometimes 4. Let's see here. I got up a rope with a pulley, plus the rope that goes in the pulley. I'm going to take my 20 meter slash 10 meter super loop, which is the horizontal portion of it is rigid. It's actually made out of an old element from an old beam. I don't even remember where I got that aluminum from, but anyway, it's supported just by one rope, and I'll put a rope on one side of it so I can turn it around when it's up. But anyway, that's up there. It's probably up 55 feet. I haven't got it up yet, but the pulley's probably close to 60 feet. And probably by the time I pull it up, it'll probably be around 55 feet. So I want to see how that's going to work at a higher height. Right now it's down, you know, it might be 25 feet. It's not very high. So it's way too low to be really good for DX. I'm going to point it towards Europe, leave it to Europe. But that gave me 2-band, 20 and 10, pointed to Europe. And I'll be able to rotate it somewhat for other directions. Nice thing about it, it's bidirectional. N4IQ.
Anybody want to get in? Okay. Yeah, that'd be nice. I may just get back on there. It's going to be a little, maybe, I don't know, if I get the rig and set up on a table. I have a table next to the bed, but really not a good place to put it. But it'd be good enough to check into the net. Not the net, but our net, the shark here. Whenever that gets cranked up again, John gets his stuff fixed up. So I have to go up and get the radio and an antenna. But we want to do some. I stay so busy, you know, working at school and everything. I don't hardly have any time to sit down on the dongle. It's gonna be, it's amazing. Always staying busy.
The worst thing is being bored. So you're not bored, so that's good. You know, I took the ARL antenna modeling course, which is a very thorough one, and the textbook on it is a large textbook, and it's probably 1.5 to 2 inches thick. It's really thick. It's like written like a textbook, although a little bit more friendly. But it had a bunch of models that you bring up, and they'd use that for instruction. And there were probably 60, 80 models in there. And I had lost those when I changed out the computer and the disk that came on it with the original NEC3 program on it. It was gone. I don't know whatever happened to that stuff, but I still had the book. And since then, I bought the EasyNIC 6, which I was using in the model. That vertical, you know, 80 meter vertical that you helped me put up. But but I lost all those models, software models. So I wrote the ARL, and that course I took in 2007. I cannot believe it's been that long. But I went through it really quick because I had just been hired full time at Tech, and I was having to get all those classes ready. So I whizzed through it. Didn't retain as much as I should have. So I'm going back now, and I'm going to go back now and redo that course. And but I got the models. ARL was good enough to go through their files and send me a link to where I could get all those files. So that was really good of them to do that. This is 13 years later. AC4Q, N4IQ.
Yeah, that's great. Well, they do good service for the ham. especially, you know, those have been members a long time. Loyal members. Yeah, I still got your book. You got for me Christmas or birthday. I think it must have been Christmas or birthday. I'm not sure which. It has a disc in it. It's like everything else that's in Paisley, but I'm really waiting time where I can really sit down and go through some of that stuff. And also, I want to get back on my organ piano thing. There for a while, I was on a good bit. I was doing pretty well. But that all came to an end. So there's a lot of things I want to do when I get back up there. Just because this, that, and other than that, I haven't been able to do it.
So you got a ways to go before you get into it. You know, John says it'll be 6 weeks to 2 months before he'll probably have the radio room back, and it might actually be longer than that. He's got all his radio gear stacked up and has taken over his radio room into an office for herself while they're working in the main area where she was to replace the floor. And they're doing everything. I mean, ceiling, sheetrock, ripped out the kitchen and put new cabinets in, flooring, everything. So it's pandemonium there. So he has no radio gear up at all.
It's not one thing, it's something else. He's always doing something. He's got that fidgety bug where he can't ever sit still.
Well, he'll have more time. I think he's planning to retire next summer. And so then he'll have plenty of time. Only problem is you always fill the time with stuff. But he'll have the house done. He says he just wants to get it all done. So when he retires, he can put his feet up and just relax. And I told him, I said, sure, yeah, come on. I can see you doing that.
He'll plant a tree, watch it grow, so he can put up another antenna in about 5-10 years. You know, continue the antenna farm. And so, oh me, yeah. Well, I think we're both sort of like that. We want to do something, so on and so forth. And here lately, I've learned to be a little bit more patient. But I got my goals when I get into that other house. We talked, Marsh talked to Al, and he said hopefully next week the framer will be free to work on our house. Yeah, the framer's up and the rafters are very ready to be put up. With these small walls to set it on.
Got any floor plan?
Let me draw it up.
Well, you ought to draw, sketch one up as best you can, and then just ask him, is this what you're intending to do? Since he can't take the time to do it, draw one up yourself, sketch it up, and make sure that it's similar to what he's doing.
Yeah, I've seen the floor plan. He actually has one. Just getting a copy of it. It's like I say, it's very similar to her sister's, except it's, we got more to it. We have a garage where they don't have a garage. the garage, back of the garage. You know, I got my radio room and the utility stuff. Washer dryer. And we're not putting in a wall where they have a wall. It's like a kind of a great room. It's going to be a little bit fancier. I know it's driving her sister nuts.
Why is that?
Because it's a little bit bigger, a little bit better. That house is nice. It's really comfortable. Good size for two. If we're going to... We're like making a walk-in shower larger for the reason we moved the washer and dryer, so we'll be able to have a nice walk-in shower and stuff like that. We're not going to use the same floor. We're going to use a different kind of floor, I think. So, anyway, I'm here. I better get in there. So... You'll have a nice dry day. Don't get wet. You tell your hair cover to hold that bowl real steady while he cuts your hair. And 4Q, AEC 4Q.
Bowl on me as he used to use on you. Well, I tell you, my hair has grown the last month. I don't know if you didn't cut off enough last time or what, but Lord have mercy, I'm shaggy. Okay, 73. We'll let you go. I'm gonna go get laned, and then in the meantime, I've got checkbooks to balance here. 73, AC 4Q and 4AQ.
73.
7J, mobile.